And now back to our parliamentary story. $10 million out of the $19 million received from donors was spent on Ghana's participation in the 2011 FIFA World Cup in South Africa. The remaining amount has been returned to government chest. The Minister of Youth and Sports, Kofi Humado, made this known in Parliament when he took his turn to answer questions on the floor. Correspondent Augustus Akwes on the line from Parliament. Augustus, did the Minister give a breakdown of the amount spent?
Well, yeah, he gave a breakdown of the amount. He gave accommodation and meals allow accounts. He gave a breakdown of the protocol expenses and all other participation appearance fees and everything else. Yeah.
Were members of Parliament satisfied with his explanation?
Well, much of what the minister gave was not to the satisfaction of members, especially on the minority side. The MP for Achiman Punya, Isaac Isiama, particularly wondered why the former minister of sports, youth and sports, Akua Sanadansua, told Parliament after the World Cup that about $7 million was spent by the country. But the minister noted that the figure that is quoted now is the extensive figure. It covered everything. But what was quoted after the World Cup, the 7 million that was quoted after the World Cup, was that was spent solely on the contingent that went to the World Cup. And so in the new one, we have items like publicity, welcome reception, that is the float they had, the commission on event organization and all that. But the MP was still not satisfied because, according to him, expenses for per diem allowances and appearance fee, for instance, he said back then they quoted about $4 million as appearance fee, but now they've quoted almost $6 million. And so he wanted to know, because if it was for the contingent then appearance fee covers only the footballers and no one else, and so why was the disparity in it? But they also wanted to know how much private investment went into it, but the minister was not able to give that readily, and so he said that they should give him a couple of days and he could furnish the house with a complete breakdown of exactly how much government paid and how much private investors or companies also contributed, and also how much they was accrued from the SMS text and win promotion that was held during the period.
Okay. Augustus, were there any comments from the Select Committee on Defense on their visit to Hohoi?
No. No comment has been made, but it's expected that the Minister of the Interior will be in the house tomorrow to brief members. But what transpired yesterday was not mentioned in the house today.
Thank you very much. That was our parliamentary correspondent, Augustus Akwes, briefing us on what transpired in Parliament today.